Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian. The main host, Ramon, is doing his Ramon thing. He's out there being a savage in the name of the Lord. And lucky for us, we have our brother, Joe Melendrez. You may recognize him for every single youth ministry conference you've been to. He's out there. He's getting it. He's rapping for the Lord. He's got some amazing merchandise. I don't know if you've ever seen his booth, but he's always there. He's always got a smile on his face. He's always greeting people, and he's always enriching lives. So, you know, if anyone doesn't know anything about Joe, I'll let him introduce himself.
Great. Yes, a little bit about myself. Born and raised culturally Catholic, but not really practicing. And it wasn't until I went to an Episcopal grade school from first to eighth grade and then a Catholic high school. And it wasn't until I was 15 years old, I was transitioning. It was like summertime, just like right now. And a senior invited me to go on a retreat. It was called a Teen Acts Retreat. And on this retreat, I had a really powerful encounter with God. And everything kind of just shifted because the plans that I had just totally changed when I encountered God's love. I was like, whoa, now I got to bring other people to experience this love. So it started, there was a spark right there when I was 15 years old, and it's kind of led me in ministry ever since. I'm 33 now. So I started leading retreat ministry and just really found a passion to bring people to the Lord and also to share the Lord through creative ways, from music to dancing to artwork to skits to whatever I could to bring Christ to other people, whatever means I could. And so that led me to going to University of Dayton, a Catholic university in Ohio. I was a religious studies major, and I had a pastoral ministry track. And then I was in youth ministry and religious education for the past 11 years at a high school called Chaminade College Preparatory in West Hills, California, while also speaking and performing on the weekends. And now I've launched this year into full-time ministry of going and sharing the gospel and evangelizing at schools and churches worldwide, and really just letting God use me completely and saying, Lord, wherever you want me to go, I'm down. So thankful and honored to be on the podcast with you today.
Oh, awesome to have you. And did I hear correctly? Did you make the jump away from teaching and now you're just fully immersed in ministry?
Yeah, so it was a tough decision to make because I'd been doing religion. I've been teaching religion and doing full-time youth ministry at a Catholic high school for 11 years. And it became kind of like I was speaking and performing at I had more events on the weekends and some invites throughout the week and stuff like that. So it became hard to do both. And so really felt God kind of calling me out and kind of like almost like pushing me out to an extent. And my wife and I prayed about it. And so this is the first year of me being full-time ministry outside and no longer working at a Catholic high school. But it's interesting the transition, how that period goes. And I know that when we experience transition as humans, but as men too, it can cause different shifts in energy and how we feel and how we act and react. And so I've been doing a lot of processing on my own in this new phase because there's some unknowns, but then there's like the confidence in Christ that, you know, He has a plan prepared for my life. He wants to prosper me, give me a hope and a future. Like, and I know this, but I have to remind myself as I'm stepping out into this, you know, faith zone full time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a leap of faith. And especially you mentioned you have a daughter.
So. I do, yes. And a wonderful wife.
So it's one child right now?
Yes, we have one. Yeah, one 2.5-year-old. So yeah, it's a blessing. I know that they call them the terrible twos, but I'm calling them terrific twos. I'm believing that things are going to turn around real quick and it's going to be okay.
As a veteran parent of three, you know, that's nothing compared to some people I know, but I noticed that it's a terrible 1.5 to 3.5. But you know what? It's cool. It's cool. You just have to learn how to work with it. And it says something about our relationship with God, right? Like, man, whenever I remember them when they were 2 years old, I'm like, I remember telling them something and they'll be like, no. And then, okay, well, what about this? No. And so eventually you kind of have to start working with them and be like, hey, say no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's good so job. Funny. Yeah. Yeah. It's every day is a journey. And yeah, the fatherhood's definitely grown me a lot as a man and as a human being. It's weird because I know, I'm sure you imagine anyone who's a father's listening, is, you know, you kind of look at your life before having a kid and you're like, what was I doing? You know, like all this time throughout the day, like, what was I doing? Because everything shifts in a huge way. You're now living for this other person and you want the best for this person and you want to build a relationship with this person. And it's a big deal, but it's so beautiful. And yeah, it really, it stretches you in one of the best ways possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a couple of the things that I tell people whenever I'm given the opportunity, you know, the blessing to talk to someone about fatherhood, is a couple of things. Number one is that it's going to make you more of who you already are. Because at the beginning, I remember I was like, you know what? Why would God trust me with being a father, first of all? And then I was just kind of thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, it does intensify who you are. So if you're a jerk, you're going to be an even bigger jerk because now you're letting someone else down. But if you're a good man, if you have a good heart, it's only going to make you a better human. And also, thank God for wives, you know, because without your mother, like, it'd be a mess around here.
I remember the first time my wife, she went on like a girls' trip with her sisters out of town, and so it was just Antoinette, that's my daughter's name, Antoinette and I for like, I want to say 2 days. And I'm telling you, when she went down for her nap, I went down for a nap because I'm like, man, this is so much work. And I remember my wife got back. I'm like, thank you so much for all that you do for me, for our family, because it's sometimes that my wife makes it look easy. But men, I don't know, my brain is just, I have to do, I'm not great at multitasking. I don't know if any men can relate to that. But my wife can do like 5 things at once, you know? And so I was super thankful for all that she does. I still am. And it's like I have to kind of reprogram myself to get in that zone to do so much if she's out of town and something like that.
Yeah, it's the difference between the female and the male brain. We are like one of those single burner camping stoves. And they're like a 5 burner or 10 burner stove that has to be regulated by OSHA or something because they're just amazing. I mean, one of the coolest things I remember, I don't know if it's that cool or if it's just a reminder of my inequities, but I'm Catholic school educator for like 12 years. You know, we can talk about taking that leap of faith that almost seems like irresponsible. But I want to stick to this because my ADD brain goes all over the place. But man, when I was staying home for one summer within the last 12 years, I stood home while my wife worked, and I've never been more exhausted in my life.
Oh my gosh.
I realize like it's not that I'm useless. I do work at the house. I clean, I cook and whatnot. But just having all 3 of them, you know, the responsibility, it's just like I am not built for this. Like I did a good job. I'm not going to lie. Like, I did a good job. But I was so exhausted. And like you said, they make it look easy. They're so deceiving.
No, it's almost but it's like it's totally possible. And I know there are a lot of, you know, great single fathers out there that are doing the best that they can and really showing up. And so it is possible, but we kind of got to recondition ourselves. It's almost like, you know, you're training for a marathon. You got to build endurance, and over time you'll get better at it. Just don't stop, you know?
Yeah, and it's just another chance for us to kind of boost our wives and recognize that God made someone amazing in the mother.
Totally.
Back a little bit, actually, to what you were talking about. You know, I'll give a little example, and I'll let you run with it, because something that really speaks to the hearts of men is that you know, like when we're wondering whether or not we should do something. Like, for example, I'm on the same boat with you, and in some respects, you know, not as much because I'm not going deep into the ministry. I'm actually going away from Catholic school education to the public sector. And at the end of the school year last year, where I was like, I just had to take a leap of faith and tell my employer that I wasn't going to be working there anymore. And without having the job, I had to tell them, just in fairness, because they have to get someone to replace me, like, I'm looking. And I live in Whittier, and I commute to Inglewood. And so for 3 days, I was getting up extra early to make it to Inglewood for the 6:30 a.m. Mass over there. And it was in that Mass, you know, I was sitting down at a pew, and then I looked to my left, and there was an image of the Divine Mercy. And at Jesus' feet, it said, "I trust in you." That right there was when I made that decision to be like, you know, I don't have the job yet. I just put it in, I laid it at Jesus' feet. And I'm like, this is going to get done. And I'm at peace with this. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is so irresponsible. You are the provider and this and that. And that's just the devil getting after you.
Like times when, yeah, when you're in this phase of making decisions where the devil really wants to, I would say it's literally our flesh, you know, coming full force. Because God, we need to have confidence in Christ. We need to trust in his whole plan. Like I do something called ministry moments every day on my Instagram at Joe Melendrez. And yesterday I said, it's just practice. Like this life that we're living is just practice. We're practicing for eternity with God. But we get so caught up in the day-to-day life, the decisions, this and that. But we literally need to make decisions based on our eternal destination, our divine destination with God. So if you're feeling led, the Spirit's leading you to this area, then you got to go because that's the Spirit, you know? And you got to pray and discern. And something you mentioned earlier is about peace. God really, you're wondering about decisions, about what to do. God really speaks through peace. And he really wants to give like complete peace to you at all times. It says that in Scripture. And it's, if we can recognize that, oh man, it can shift our whole perspective. And I think that's something that's really important is that we have our minds fixed on Jesus at all times. I like to call it like a Christ consciousness in any and every decision we make, and we can't go wrong with that. Mm.
Delicious.
I mean, you just basically nailed it in less than a minute. My experience in like those couple of weeks, you just basically took it and put it in words. You know, speaking about putting things in words, you gave a talk to a bunch of Catholic educators. It was a professional development. And I showed up there. I'm like, man, I see this guy everywhere. I saw your name. And I'm like, I got to sign up for this talk. And I was so into it, man. It was so interactive and whatnot. And I got a CD out of it. Yeah, I had no idea who I was. I was just like this random Catholic school teacher over there. And I got the CD. And I'm like, dude, like what you're saying right now is just speaking volumes. It's called Chosen, right? Then the inspiration comes from John 15:16. And I love the prayer that you have inside. Just looking at the content of the CD and how you, I don't know if you, well, I'm pretty sure you did this on purpose, you know, just kind of putting those songs the way you arranged them. You know, and I'm just looking at the last four, God's Calling, My Offering, Freedom, Mercy. Where does that come from? And how does that, how do you see that coming into play in what you just did, you know, taking that leap of faith of just going full-time ministry?
I think back to God's track record in my life. And you can, as you listen to this, look at God's track record in your life. And God always delivers. He might be at a different timeline than you have, but he always does. And the biggest goal for us is to kind of get in sync with that God flow and his timeline. And so the sequence of events that were happening in my life were really like God, like I said, God kind of pushing me into this new space and this new zone. And I was open to all kinds of stuff. I'm like, God, do you want me to do ministry full time? Or do you want me to do ministry part time and do real estate? Do you want me to go get a job here? Do you want me to, I was down for whatever, like, cause bottom line, I want to provide for my family and make sure that they're taken care of. But I really felt him saying like, Joe, I need you to just stay the course and trust in me. So I became a bit more proactive about talking to schools, churches, conferences, reaching out. It's so important that you build relationships with one, like anybody and everybody who knows Jesus and doesn't know Jesus. You need to be a light wherever you go. And the person that, you know, you're hearing on the podcast is the same person that, you know, is speaking on a stage and same person who's making music, same person who's teaching the classroom, same person who's, you know, calling a conference. It doesn't matter. We just have to reflect Christ in whatever we do. So for me, I felt, actually, this is kind of wild. It was about 2 days before World Youth Day Panama. And it was when, this is around the time that I knew that next year I wasn't going to be able to work at the Catholic school that I was working at. And so I was like, well, World Youth Day, it would be a great opportunity to meet people from all across the world that I might be able to share some of my gifts and it might bring forth opportunities in the future. So I reached out to my friend, Father Rob Galea. He and I made a song together, and he had quite a few performances lined up. And I was like, hey, you know, if I come out, would it be possible to, you know, do our song together at the different shows you have? He's like, sure. We can probably definitely put you on for like 3 shows. I'm like, amazing. So I get there, and all of a sudden, it was like door after door after door after door opened. And like, I got 2 concerts by myself to perform. And I performed on like every show with Father Rob. And then Father Rob, like, I was literally going to help him by doing like social media for him. And he was going to be featured on this TV show in Panama. And so I'm filming for him. And then the guy who's producing the show is like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I rap and I speak for Jesus. And Father Rob and I did a song together. He's like, great, we'll put you on the show. So next thing I know, like, I'm on the show with Father Rob. And it was just like, to me, I was like, oh my gosh, I took this leap of faith. And I decided 2 days before to, you know, go to Panama. And I got approval from my school. I'm so thankful for that. But it was like me being obedient to the call. And that's the thing that's so important, that we need to remain obedient. Because I feel like when we're disobedient, that's when Satan can kind of get hold of us. But when we are obedient, when we step out in faith, when we can do what we really feel God's calling us to do or is telling us to do, you know inside your heart what God's telling you to do. Sometimes we deny it, but the voice will get louder and louder, and you gotta go. I mean, it can be small things like, you know, you feel called to, like, it was wild. I was getting some, you know, podcast equipment, and I was looking for a chair that for my office so I could have like interviews with people. And I wanted a good chair, and I'm driving by like Staples, and God tells me, Joe, go into Staples. You're going to find your chair. I'm like, I never go into Staples. And literally I went in, I found this chair, and I told my wife, I'm like, God told me to get this chair. And I know you might be listening, like, okay, this guy sounds a little crazy, but no, I want God to be involved in everything I'm doing, including what chair I'm getting. You know, like, he can provide your every need, and he's going to let you know. And, but that's what we have to have Jesus on the brain. And so that me going to Panama was like a total confirmation. And because of that experience, like, an opportunity came that I'll be performing in December at AYCF Youth Festival in Australia, which is like amazing. I'm so blessed. But if it wasn't for me taking that risk to go out there and actually I performed with Father Rob at the Australian gathering, that probably wouldn't have happened. But it's just how God lines things up. But I really just had to go full force. Let's do this, Jesus. And really just, this is a prayer we used to sing in a gospel choir in college. And it was, if you can use anyone, Lord, you can use me. And if you can say that prayer every day, if you can hear that knocking, it's my daughter knocking on the door. But if you can pray that every day, that's like huge, because you're literally offering your life to God at all times.
Man, that's so meaningful to me right now. But those things, you know, just a reminder to keep, be grounded on God and to not go off script. You know, whenever I say my will be done, things go south. But whenever I say thy will be done, you know, as someone that's here with me all the time, I'm not saying God's will be done. I'm saying thy will be done, because he's right here. He's right now, and he's leading me if I let him. I say in the podcast, I don't like to be superstitious about my prayers, but I'm a little stitious. I'm kind of leaning. I was leaning away from saying, oh yeah, you know, God told me this, or God told me that, or God's here, or God, because it may seem like, oh, you know what, this guy's kind of a loony that just doesn't have his feet grounded on reality. And I'm like, no. I'm switching, because God is always there. And I don't hear his voice, but I feel that pull. That's God talking to me. And it's just an amazing thing that you're bringing that up, because I'm like, that's speaking to me right now.
No, it's wild. And inspiration comes at different times. And so, like you mentioned, my music. So I've been recording music literally since I was a teenager. And the first album I released, I was 22 years old. And it's the entire rosary with music behind it. It's called Rosary Rap. But it's to get in like a rhythm of prayer. And people are thinking like, what? Why would you even create that? Where did that come from? Stuff like that. And it's literally a couple of things. Like, people, God speaks through other people. And my youth minister, her name is Melanie Stovall. I did like a little thing on retreat about, you know, praying the rosary, and it was like a little rap. And she was like, Joe, you need to make a rosary rap CD. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, who's going to listen to Rosary Rap CD? I'm like, I'll probably get kicked out of the church. Like, I'm just getting into my faith. Like, what the heck? And she's like, no, pray about it. If Mary wants it to happen, it'll happen. And I was like, okay, you know, and I'm still like fresh in my faith. Like, I don't really know a whole lot yet, but I was open. And it was that encouragement that helped me kind of launch me into creating music for Jesus. And so from that, after I made that album, it was well received. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to keep creating. And like this latest album, Chosen, it was literally, inspiration came at different times. And the song Freedom, talking about being a good man of God, this was a moment in my life where, you know, we had just had our daughter and I was still traveling for ministry. And as you know, like, you know, transition, it can cause stressors on your life, on your marriage. And so I was really trying to be super honest with myself. And the first verse is, I embrace all my mistakes. I grow from the mess I've made. To literally look and say, all right, I am not perfect and I have some shortcomings and some weaknesses and I want to grow from it so I can become better. That's like, that's not easy to do, especially as a man. You want to be like, you know, in control, and I have control of my life. I can do this. But to be vulnerable and to say, I embrace my mistakes and my shortcomings is not easy. So there's a lot of honesty, especially in this last album, that comes out in through these lyrics. That was really what I was feeling. And I think that's so important, especially like, let it be an extension of my prayer. Let it be something that whenever I share the song, I perform it, I'm reminding where it came from and why I want to share this with other people, because I believe other people can relate to what I'm going through, because we're all human. We're all going through the same things. We just might not always talk about it, but that's something that inspiration comes at different times. But that was something for Freedom.
Something that's really hard to do, especially for us men, because we have this kind of sense of pride. You know, we want to be better than, we want to be like constantly improving. And if we're looking at our mistakes, if we're opening up those wounds and exposing them to the public, we feel like we're less than. And that's one of the biggest pitfalls of masculinity, I think, is that we always want to be on top, but we forget that, you know, we're not the first here on earth. And so there's been many, many others who have reached the top. And they've gone through struggles, and we can learn from that. And that's one of the points in our podcast. Like, we're always mentioning this. You know, we're always going to be forever amateurs, not just because we're that great at broadcasting, but because we're white belts in Catholicism, we say. You know, we're not better than anyone else. If anything, if anyone's going to relate to anything, it's going to be to our failings and to our messing up and to our knowledge that we're human, we're limited, but we're striving to be better men and to be men that God would recognize as his own.
Yeah, there's this book I'm going to highly recommend that literally has changed. I believe every man alive needs to read this book. It's called The Truth About Men, and it's by Devon Franklin. Devon Franklin is a preacher as well as a movie producer. And he actually wrote this book that got a lot of buzz. It's called The Weight. And it was with him and his now wife about saving sex for marriage and why they chose to wait. But this book, The Truth About Men, whoa, it will blow you away. Download it in Audible if you'd like to drive and listen to books, if you want to order it. Listen, he doesn't know me, but this book changed my life and my perspective. So this is the things that he talks about. There are two things. He says that there's the master and there's the dog. And that the dog is in all of us men. And the dog can be lust, it can be, you know, pride, it could be hunger for money, it could be all these things. But sometimes the dog takes over, where we need the master to be in charge and to oversee. So there's so many amazing areas in this book. But one of the biggest things that struck me was like instant gratification. So I'm a person like, oh, if I like that, I want to go buy it. I want to get it, you know? And a lot of times you need to, he talks about the importance of delayed gratification and sacrifice. He said, you know, you want to save and buy a home, but yet you're spending, you know, $200 on shoes to wear on a Saturday. He's like, that's not a smart decision. But it's because we're very instant gratification, not delayed, and making sacrifice. I'm like, oh man, sacrifice is going to help grow the master in me. So I want to make these sacrifices. I want to keep my family in mind at all times. I want to ask Jesus, do you want me to buy this? Do you not want me to buy this? Jesus, do you want me to do this? Do you not want me to do this? Because that is so important in growing and letting the master take over. And he even talks about, if you can master your sexual urges, that you can master anything. And he goes into depth about it. And I think this is an area that, you know, guys, we don't often talk about, but it's something that's, it's so like across the board, everybody goes through this and feels it, especially in men. So this book was like, it really gets down and clarifies certain issues and talking about you need to kind of almost like feel your urges so you know them so that you can address them and then find other ways to express them. That is not like an instant gratification and a quick fix on the urge. So I'm like, wow, it's just such good stuff.
That's intense right there. So can you repeat the name of the book?
Yeah, it's called The Truth About Men, The Truth About Men by Devon Franklin. Devon Franklin. Feel free to follow. He's got like a million followers on Instagram. He prays on Instagram. It's like amazing stuff. He was actually an intern for Will Smith's company. And was kind of mentored by Will Smith, which is really amazing as well. So highly recommend that to every man out there.
Awesome. All right, well, I want to respect your time. I know I've taken enough of that, and you have your little girl eating oatmeal in the living room.
No problem.
But yeah, dude, thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, it's been a blessing that you were able to do this. So I just want to let the listeners know where they can find your material. Plug everything in.
Thanks for the inspiration with the podcast, because I actually just launched a podcast as well. It's called the Mission Driven Podcast. So you can check that out. If you just go to anchor.fm/Joe Melendrez, it'll give you the links to all the podcast episodes there. And then I also, my website is joemelendrez.com. You can check that out as well. Check out different videos. Coming up soon, I'm headed to Germany next week for 4 Catholic festivals called the God is Good Festival. If you're in Germany, what's up? Come through. And then I'll be headed to the Fest in Cleveland. And there's going to be an amazing festival, like 50,000 people come out. They end the day with a big mass. They have incredible Christian artists like Matt Maher, Jordan Felice, Casting Crowns, 10th Avenue North. And I'll be opening the day off with a set. And then literally going from there to doing youth ministry at a retreat in San Jose. So if you're interested in having me come out, do a talk, I'll do keynotes, I'll do concerts, I'll do MC, you name it, I'll do it. I have a heart for Jesus, and I have a passion to share him with anyone and everyone, wherever God wants me to go. But yeah, so those are some of the things I do. Those are some things that are coming up. And I always say I want to thank God in advance for the things that he's going to do. I can continue to surrender my life to him each day. So continue to pray for me. I'm going to pray for you, Adrian, and all listeners out there. Just be encouraged. Walk by faith. Know that God's with you every step of the way. And as you grow, you can become stronger and better as a man, the more discipline you get in saying yes to God's will. And one of the biggest things that I recommend is jumping into God's word every single day. It's so important. I remember, I believe it was you at the with a talk that I gave at the school conference, and you said, if you're not praying an hour a day, you're not a real man of God. And that really stuck with me.
Oh yeah. I took that from one of our mentors. His name is Bear Wozniak. And he said, actually, I think he quoted someone else saying, if you're a man in ministry and you're not praying an hour a day, and I would extend that challenge to every man, you know, like if you're not praying an hour a day, then you're nothing but a poser.
Well, and something that's helped, like I put on my goal, I have a goal list, and I think that's really important as well. You want to map out, you know, things that you really want to achieve and accomplish. And one of it was, you know, spending an hour a day with Jesus. And I put it on there, and I would do it a couple times a week. And I'm like, oh, it's been tough. And so then I moved it down to 30 minutes, being a little bit more realistic, 30 minutes a day with Jesus. And I want to tell you, as I continue to do the 30 minutes every day, it kind of grows. Like, oh, look, I was here 45 minutes. Oh, look, I got 50 minutes. So I want to say start small and you'll grow, because you'll yearn to spend time with Christ more and really jump into his word. So it's powerful stuff. No joke.
Absolutely. Would you mind if we close with the prayer that's in the back of the CD?
Jesus, I accept your invitation to heaven. You chose to save me not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I freely give my life to you. I pray to know you deeper and trust in your plan. I will continue to show up even when it's tough. I am your instrument. If you can use anyone, you can use me. I place my faith in you. I will share the love you've given to me so that others may know you. I will be a light for the world. I am a chosen child of God. Amen.